You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seeing their struggles and challenges and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Welcome to the Business Forum Show. I'm Kevin Hunter, and my special guest with me in studio today is Bill Black. And before we get into some of the conversation here, Bill, I just want to give your contact information out. So if anybody has any questions for you, you can find Bill online at billcblack.com. Again, that website, billcblack.com. And the contact number, 360-910-3290. And we'll share that again here before we're done. Well, first of all, welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you.
Let's talk about your background in your business, because we're going to visit about mortgage and specifically mortgage financing, but visit about what you did before you got into this industry.
So I've kind of had all kinds of jobs from about 17 on. I've actually about 18 years old, I partnered up with a guy and actually removed asbestos for a year. Mm-hmm. I worked for an underground petroleum engineering company for a while, and a lot of labor, a lot of really just all flavors of life. When I was 25, I got on it Georgia Pacific at a paper mill. Mm-hmm. Worked my way up the ladder there, doing some special projects, and was assistant superintendent, kind of going up the corporate ladder. And about 13 years ago, I had a buddy that said, you know, you really may like this mortgage world that we're doing. And mm-hmm. I was doing some day trading, and I was really intrigued with financing. And the paper mill was kind of, I felt kind of on a dying trend of growth. So mm-hmm. jumped into the mortgage broker world, and I've never looked back. So
Was this something that you thought about before, or somebody just simply introduced this to you? How did this evolve into the passion that you have for today?
You know, I love finances. I love working with people. I love finding solutions to problems. So it was one of those things that you know, it's almost like the universe guides you to what fits best for you. And I just kind of leaned into it. And you know, back then things were a lot different than today. So it was there was not so much structure. So there was, and so it was a lot of everyone who's figuring out the problems is the one that was the most successful. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate to partner up with a guy that had a lot of experience on the building and construction side of things. So we did quite a few construction loans that turned into permanent loans, and we had quite a few resources available that, you know, to be able to broker out and to be able to kind of start growing the brokerage world.
Mm-hmm. People make a lot of mistakes with significant decisions in life. We know that's true in a lot of different areas. And I saw that even in my own experiences that we did with research in the car business. When you're talking about a mortgage on a house, we're talking about, for most people, the biggest buying decision they'll ever make. Mm-hmm. What are some elementary steps that you would recommend to somebody to take when they're looking at a mortgage for a home?
I always say the sooner the better. You know, the difference between a person with a 679 credit score and a 680 could be, you know, could be $1,500 to $2,500 cost. It could be $50 to $75 a month in a monthly payment for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. So, and it's just really to be prepared as soon as possible. So, you know, when I work with a client, the first thing we do is let's pull credit, let's get a baseline, and let's start a roadmap together. Mm-hmm. There's people that might have some bumps in the road in the past that don't think they qualify, and all it takes is a little bit of repositioning, maybe paying down some credit card debt in order to maximize their scores, which then gives them some other opportunities to be able to get exactly the loan that fits best for their needs.
So would it be advantageous for them if, let's say, because a lot of people don't necessarily start looking for mortgage services until they're thinking, now we're ready to buy a house. Mm-hmm. But would it be an advantage for them to talk to somebody like you 2 years before they bought a house?
As soon as they ever think about buying a home, the best thing to do is, I kind of say, if you're planning a trip to Italy, are you just going to, wait around and all of a sudden, hey, we're going to Italy Saturday. Are we going to the airport on Friday? You know, you start ahead. The sooner you start in advance, the better mm-hmm. off your vacation, your trip's going to be. Mm-hmm. The same way in our world. You know, there's people that have even purchased, you know, their third, fourth home, and they're thinking, oh, I did this. You know, this is my third home. I'm just going to walk into the bank and I should have everything done. The industry has changed to the point that we need bank statements, pay stubs, W-2s, tax returns, and then we need more information after that. You know, so a person, the better off they are, if they're self-employed, they really need to be prepared in advance. Closing times today are 30 to 45 days. Mm-hmm. And if you're not closing on time with some of these builders or some of these salespeople, you're going to get penalized. That's going to cost you. So mm-hmm. really, if you come in and supply your bank statements, pay stubs, W-2s, you're fully approved, it's all done. Then it's just a matter of finding the house, getting a clean title on the house and getting the appraisal, but the finance side, you're jumping through hoops at the last minute to close a loan is not going to occur.
You've been in the business 13 years, mm-hmm. and when we think back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and the rate of change that we saw in mm-hmm. any kind of industry, but mm-hmm. because of the availability of information and what's happened with the internet in modern day, what kind of changes have you seen and challenges have you experienced in the mortgage business?
I mean, the real changes is the availability of information through websites like Zillow and Redfin and the technology where, you know, for the last 3 years, I was a lender's builder for Lennar, and I probably had over 300 people that I've did loans with. And one of the things that I found with them were they were coming in and they were finding these homes without an agent, without a realtor, because mm-hmm. from the internet and from utilizing the Lennar utilizing Facebook and social media in order to put a presence out there. So that's kind of you know I see the future being a little it's going to change on the way that people buy homes. I feel on the lending side, huge change since the market kind of created, you know, Wall Street created a demand for subprime mortgage-backed securities, mm-hmm. and so when that occurred, the demand came to the point that they were requesting, you know, there was no foreclosures, no default when there's 15-30% appreciation. You know, typically a person buys a home and a year later, if they get a divorce, they're underwater in their home. Well, when there's 30% appreciation, they just made equity and they're positive. So as long as those positive things were occurring, there was no default. Therefore, these mortgage-backed securities looked like everything was great. So they lower the threshold down to a 575 credit score where a person, you know, they use stated income. So they really took out the rules and allowed anything and everything to happen. Then all of a sudden, it's kind of like a knee-jerk reaction. And now today, I do a metaphor like, you know, it's like having two twins and they went out on a vacation. The parents went on a vacation, left the kids home alone. They burnt down the house and burnt down the car, and all of a sudden, now they're grounded. That's mm-hmm. kind of where we are in the mortgage world. You know, we're making the best loans of our lives, though.
We're just about out of time, but any quick advice you'd give anybody looking at getting into this business themselves?
Getting into the business, you know, I mean, I try to find a good mentor. Try to find, you know, I mean, it takes a lot of time and a lot of work to be able to get to the knowledge you need. But try to find a good mentor and try to find a good resource company that supports what you need to do to be successful.
Kevin Hunter here with Bill Black on the Business Forum Show. You can find him online at billcblack.com. And the contact number 360-910-3290. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.